Hello, VPFiers! All set? I hope you are all up and great. Thanks in advance for letting me be with you during your dishwashing, running, shower, or whatever it is. The show 30 Questions or More today has a very special guest, a friend of mine straight from the United States. He was one of my first international friends. He helped me so much improving my English, and that's why he's here to answer 30 questions or more with us at another great podcast episode from VPFI Podcasts. If you don't know, this is a funny and deep interview with random friends. I'm pretty sure this show will make you laugh out loud. It's gonna be a telephone call, just to make things in the old-fashioned way. Let me call him right now, just a sec, please. Hello, Clinton. How are things, buddy?
Hey there. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. It's so good to hear your voice. Thanks for accepting my invitation and being here at our show. That's it, man. On with the program. I'll ask some questions, and I hope you are the most transparent and sincere about anything I ask you, okay?
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
All right, man. It's my pleasure to have you here. So, number one, what's your name and what do you do for a living?
Well, my full name is Clinton Davis, and right now I am a high school math teacher in the public school system, geometry.
Oh, interesting, man. And yeah. I mean, we are facing this pandemic situation. The school's been closed, right?
Yes, they are. So all everything that we're doing, it's distance learning right now.
Oh, Lord. I imagine it can be kind of difficult, even for your subject.
Yeah, it's new for everyone, and especially math, because a lot of people prefer to learn face-to-face, but we're doing the best we can with it.
No, so good, man. So good. I believe that doing the best you can, it's the recipe for turning this situation in a better one, yeah?
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. So, question number two, Clint. How old are you, and how old you seem to be?
Well, I am 28 years old right now, and I think that I pretty much look my age. I'm almost 30, and that's about how I look. I just hope that I do what my sister did and hit right around 30 and just quit aging.
Okay, it sounds good. Quit aging, nice thing. I think it's not gonna happen to me, because when I was 20, now I am 28 too, okay? But when I was 20, most part of my students believed that I was 30. Can you imagine that?
You know, I would prefer that than having them thinking that I'm just a peer, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, let me go to the question number three. What did you want to be before being what you are right now?
Oh, what a long story. Okay, well, before being a teacher, I wanted to be a meteorologist. So someone who studies the weather, right? And can see a cloud and tell you just what that means. Mm-hmm. I used to see the people on the news talking about weather, and so that's what I wanted to do. But midway in university, I changed my mind, and I thought about something with languages, and now here we are teaching math.
What a thing, man. I mean, who would start thinking like you wanted to forecast the weather and then you end up like a teacher?
Yeah, I don't know 100% how I ended up here, but I'm happy. I'm content. I do my best to stay that way.
This is important. If you're happy, you know, because many people, they don't know what's the feeling, what's the sensation of working, doing what you like for real, right?
Exactly.
Now, in this part, I can say I'm pretty happy too. I've been an English teacher since 2010, and I know that I discovered myself as an English teacher because I never wanted to be a teacher, you know?
Right, I understand. You just kind of fell here, and then you bloomed where you were planted.
Exactly, man. Well, let's jump it up to question number four. So, Clinton, what's your favorite hobby?
Well, I've got a really bad habit of, I'm bad at focusing on things, but I've been doing a lot of printmaking lately. So you can design out your own image and you carve it out of a block of linoleum. It's something that, like, people have used for flooring as well, but you can carve it out with a tool and then you rub ink over it and you press it on paper and it makes the image that you carve. And I've actually made a card for my cousin who just graduated from university. I made a bookmark for my sister, and I think I'm gonna make my mother her Mother's Day present with printmaking too.
Wow, it sounds so sophisticated. I'd never saw something like that here in Brazil.
Well, I hadn't really thought of it either, but I went to a graphic design conference and one of the people there, her presentation was on like preserving like letterpress, actually kind of like the way that newspapers used to be printed years ago. Like, she's got some machines from the early 1900s, and I went to a class that she taught on like that style of like hand carved prints.
Wow, man, it looks so much interesting. It's nice. Maybe after the call you can show me some pictures about that.
Sure, yeah, I've got some.
All right, pretty good. So let's jump up now to the number five. This is a nice question for you. So tell me, what do you dislike the most to do?
Anything involving a chore, man, because that's why they're called a chore. They're not fun. But either of them, I think the worst thing in the world is folding up clean laundry, either that or putting away clean dishes. I don't mind cleaning laundry. I don't mind cleaning dishes, but I would really like it if somebody else would put them away.
I see it. In my wife's case, she hates ironing clothes, you know? She simply hates that.
Oh, I don't mind that one too much.
Yeah, folding them up is the shit up, yeah, for you.
That's where I draw the line.
I see. All right, ma'am. Let's go to number six now. What was your first job and how was the whole experience in it?
Well, my first job that I did was tutoring mathematics at the university. I enjoyed it because I could get some spending money from working, and also, I mean, I could help other students because a lot of people do have trouble in math, and, you know, I wanted to be able to help them. And the best thing about it was that since it was an on-campus job, like, they worked with my class schedule, and it was easy to change my schedule if I needed to go to an event or something like that on campus.
Oh, got it. I believe the first time we had contact that we talked, you were working as a tutor of mathematics, if I'm not wrong.
Probably, because I started that job my second year there. The math department had recommended me and I applied, so I started doing that pretty quickly into university.
Interesting. Okay, let's talk about your place now. Tell me, number seven, okay? Where are you from and where would you like to live?
So I'm from the northwest part of Florida in the United States. The city that I live in, it's Pensacola, and I enjoy Pensacola as well. If I had to move, two places that I would move to, maybe to Orlando, because it's a nice cosmopolitan area. My nephews live close to there. Or if I had to move further away, I might could be happy living in like Montreal. So two opposite ends of the spectrum, but I like them both.
Montreal is in Canada, right?
That's right.
No, yeah, but is there a Montreal in the US too, or I'm wrong?
I'm sure there is, but I wouldn't know. I've only heard of the one in Canada, but I'm sure there's some little town somewhere also called Montreal.
Okay, all right. But Orlando, man, I don't know. People, I have some students who have traveled to Orlando and they said that they found more Brazilians there than American, you know?
I believe it. There's an entire little section of Orlando that has a lot of shops and things and a lovely restaurant called Camila's that delicious. Food's good.
And is this restaurant, they serve Brazilian food there?
That's right. And the waiters, no matter who you are, they're going to talk to you in Portuguese. It's great.
What a great experience. But the best part of it is that you can speak Portuguese, right?
A little bit. I speak more Portuñol than Portuguese, but I get my point across.
Oh, interesting. Have you ever had the experience of speaking Portuguese with a person face to face?
Yes, at Camila's, and also the first time I went to Montreal, I found a little store called Discoteca Portuguesa, and the lady there was actually from Portugal, and she only only spoke Portuguese and French, so I had to figure it out. We communicated.
No, it's interesting. I'm asking you these questions because some episodes ago, I recorded with an English teacher, and he is born and raised in New York, but he can speak English, Spanish, Chinese, Mandarin, and Portuguese. And man, believe me, if you listen to his Portuguese, you wouldn't say that he's American. It's so perfect, and he has a geographic knowledge about Brazil that I don't have, you know?
That just goes to show you that with enough time and patience and work, you can accomplish great things.
Exactly. But the guy is awesome, you know? Now, of course, now he lives in São Paulo here in Brazil. But I mean, even though if you live in the country, it's difficult to get that level of fluency, right?
Definitely. You've definitely got to be motivated and willing to always keep working.
Yeah, you're right. Well, let's go to the number 8 now, okay? Tell us a software that you use every day and you couldn't live without it.
Probably Google Drive. I've used it every single day in my teaching work. I remember even using it back when all there was Google Docs, working on papers in high school. We had like a collaborative paper. My best friend and I would work on it. I pretty much could not survive without that Google suite of little applications. It's the best thing in the world.
Got it. For your virtual classes, you're using Google Hangouts or another app?
Google Meet, which is basically Hangout with an office skin on it, is what we've been using for our meeting.
I know this one. In fact, this quarantine time, I've discovered so many apps like that, like Zoom, Google Meet, Google Hangout, Skype Meet, and StreamYard. Oh man, lots of them.
Exactly. If you're in that business, you've probably had a nice uptick in your profits lately.
Now I'm gonna ask about languages for you. So number 9, what's your favorite language and why?
Oh geez, that's a hard one to answer, because if I think hard enough, I mean, I can find something good about any language, truly. Like, I speak very well English and Spanish. I mean, out of those two, I like English. I mean, obviously it's my native language, and a lot of people speak it as a second language, so you can communicate with a huge number of people being able to speak it. And Spanish, I mean, the grammar, it's difficult on the surface, but it's a lot more logical. It follows many more patterns than in English, and it's also widely used, so I like it too.
No, and tell me...
It's hard.
You were not thinking about improving more your Portuguese.
Well, yes, I mean, for sure. I'm just thinking about what I speak fluently at this moment.
Okay, all right.
If it were up to me, I would speak everything fluently. That's the dream.
But give me some thoughts about the Portuguese language through your mind. For example, you are an English speaker, native speaker, and what's your point of view about the Portuguese language?
Well, let's think about it for a second. Coming as someone who also already spoke Spanish, I like Portuguese because I already understand a lot of it, thankfully, especially reading, and I enjoy a lot of music in Portuguese as well, both from Portugal and Brazil.
Interesting. So
I think it's a pretty good one. It sounds very nice when sung.
And do you have a favorite Brazilian band or a Brazilian singer?
Favorite Brazilian band or singer? If you hadn't asked me, I could have brought one up. Because it's been, what were the name of them? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, not a problem. It's not a problem anyway. I mean, because here in Brazil, especially rock and roll, I don't know if you know that, but I'm a rocker. I am pretty into listening to rock, you know? And then here in Brazil, we don't produce those high quality rock and rolls, you know? Like guys from Australia or guys from England, you know? Great hits, great bands. Here in Brazil, we don't have that much, you know?
You have some groups, though. There's a group that's coming to mind, like Charlie Brown Jr. or something like that.
Charlie Brown Jr., yes. They are kind of a big band here in Brazil, but...
They're like pop rock, though, right?
Yeah, kind of. They sounded too commercial in the end of the band. They started as pretty much rockers, but after a while, they started selling themselves as pop singers, you know?
Well, a lot of people sell out, so...
Yes, they sold out. The best of sell out is sold out, or no?
Yeah, you could say they sold out.
They they sold out, yeah? Okay, all right. Well, Clinton, let's go to the question number 10, man. If you had to work in a different field, which one would it be?
If I didn't have to do any more school, if that wasn't a problem, then I'd either think about wanting to do one of three things. Maybe work for the National Weather Service, like doing meteorology.
Mm-hmm.
I could maybe want to try to make something more full-time out of my printmaking if I could practice more, or something involving like computer programming, because during the quarantine, I'm finding that I actually really enjoy that field too.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, pretty nice. Would you see yourself presenting a, what's the name of that, man? Like a
software?
No, not the software, the TV program that they provide the weather forecast, the news, but this specific section, you know?
Oh, like the, I've always liked severe weather more than anything.
Got it. It would be maybe the first option.
Yeah, I like it. I enjoy studying like hurricanes and tornadoes and such.
Oh my gosh, I've never faced a hurricane or tornado because here in Brazil, thanks God, we don't have these things, you know?
Yes, you're lucky. It's because you're close to the equator is why you don't have a lot of hurricanes.
Yeah, in fact, we don't have any of them, you know? I've never heard about a earthquake, hurricanes, you know? This country, I can say that in this part of the natural disaster, we are blessed by God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice. Let's keep on going, man. So, number 11. If today were your last day on Earth, how would you spend it?
Well, I don't think I would want to spend it much differently from a normal day, I don't think. I want to make sure that I ate some of my favorite things, try to see my loved ones, and I probably wouldn't go to work because what are they going to do? Fire me? It's my last day on Earth.
Nice, nice. Would you tell people, I mean, when you were there visiting your loved ones, would you say to them like, guys, today's the last time you're going to see me or something like that?
Maybe. If like I knew I was headed out and it wasn't because, you know, I was taking myself out, I would tell them, but yeah, I suppose, because it would happen nonetheless, so I guess that might would help everyone prepare for it.
Got it. It's a sad question, but I have so many different point of views about this question, you know? Like, some people see this as a suicide letter, some others see it as a disease that has no cure, you know? So, different point of views.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how people would process that question now.
Exactly.
That you bring it up.
Exactly, man. Let me go to the number 12. So, take a look. What would you like to hear God saying when you arrived at the heaven's gates?
So, I hope I live long enough that he tells me that something like, it's about time you decided to kick the bucket. Like, I was wondering if you were ever going to die.
Good
one. But seriously, I would hope that I would hear that I did as well as I could manage. You know, like, you've done well. Come on in.
No, I got it. Like, oh, good job, Clinton Davis. Right, Dad?
You were certainly full of jokes while you were there.
Sure. Okay, let's jump up to number 13, man. Tell me a TV show that you love and influences you a lot.
So I don't actually watch a whole lot of television, so that's another difficult question. One show comes to mind, though, that I really like that's kind of new. It's called One Day at a Time, and it's about a family living in, I think LA, and they handle like a lot of sensitive and normally taboo topics with like care, and also it's also pretty hilarious as well. So it's go watch it. It's good.
Oh, One Day at a Time. Do we have that on Netflix? You know that?
No, because actually Netflix dropped the show, and then the station, I think it's called Pop TV, picked it up because a lot of the fans were not happy that Netflix dropped it, and now that the other station has picked it up, it's still quality.
I see that.
It has Rita Moreno in it, and a fabulous actress.
Okay, One Day at a Time. I'm gonna write it here, and I'm going to search for it because I am interested in these hilarious shows, you know? I like funny comedies, and especially these ones talking about taboo topics. I enjoy it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever heard about Black Mirror?
Black Mirror, I've heard of it, but I've not seen it.
No, it's a technology taboo topic. It's pretty weird and nice, and you get crazy when you start watching that too much.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. I'll have to check it out when I feel a little too normal.
All right, do it. Do it, totally. Okay, man. Now I am getting back to music, okay? Number 14. Talking about music, what's your favorite band, group, or singer?
Okay, so I'm always going back and forth. Like this week I like this singer, next week I'll like somebody else. Keeps it fresh. But one of my favorite singers for a long time, or groups rather, is Florence and the Machine. She's from England, and I like her voice. She's got alternative, I suppose, and a lot of her songs they're good. They have like just a little bit of a haunting characteristic to it, and I like them. And I've also been listening a lot of to two different groups, like Nico Case. She's an alternative, I guess you could say, sort of folk music type singer. And also Within Temptation, which is, I don't know if you've ever heard of the group Evanescence, but they're kind of like that. It's like a lady metal band, if you will.
Yes, I do. I heard it. In fact, from all those bands and all those groups that you mentioned, I've got to know Florence and the Machine just this one, because one of my students that now lives in Ireland, she loves this group. It's a group, or is it a girl? I don't know. It's a group, right?
Technically, it's a group, but the main person is Florence Welch. I don't know who exactly is the Machine.
Okay, maybe the machine is the instruments or something like that.
It could be. Like I said, I don't know for certain. You'd think as a fan I would know, but I'm not good at it.
All right. Have you ever heard Nightwish?
Oh, yes, I have. Uh-huh.
You told about female voice in song, and when you say that, the first band that comes to my mind is Nightwish.
Yeah, they're kind of like Within Temptation as well.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Good.
So if you like Nightwish, you'd like Within Temptation.
Yeah, in fact, they're not my type. It's not a prejudice, but I don't feel like listening to much female voice in rock, you know?
Uh-huh.
I prefer something more like Slipknot, or maybe a little heavier, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Some students say that I have a bad taste for music, but I can't blame them, because I like rock and classical music at the same time, so I can say they are pretty right about my taste.
Well, I mean, I think it's better that you like a wide range of things. You're not stuck in just like one, you only listen to one thing and that's it, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm not this guy. I can listen to different styles of songs and things, you know, but some things I can't keep up with, like pagode. Have you ever heard about Brazilian pagode?
Pagode? No, yeah. I haven't heard that.
No, don't look for that, man. Don't try. Don't even try. It's
now
so
you've
fucking
got me
bad.
Curious. Next time I need to make a bad decision, like, I'll look it up.
Oh, man. When you listen to Pericles or Periclone, then you know that... oh, my gosh. Teacher Du told me not to do that. What am I doing to my life? My gosh, you know?
Okay.
You regret that.
When I'm doing too well, when I'm doing too good, I'll make sure that that's where I crash.
Okay. I'll be waiting for your message saying that I ruined your life because of that, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Now, man, interesting question here. We are about to get to the middle of the program here, okay? So, question 15. If the whole world could listen to you for only 10 seconds, what would you say?
I'd probably say to them a lot of the same things that I tell my students. Make good choices, try your best. Remember, you can always improve and grow. Tomorrow is always a chance to do better than today.
Oh my gosh, what a deep man. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and I try to live by that. Some days I do a better job than others, but it makes a lot of sense. You can make terrible choices for whatever reason, but then tomorrow you can maybe not make it 100% right, but you can at the very least always learn from the poor decisions or the bad things that happen from you and grow from it. Yeah. I mean, no matter what happens, you can always improve and grow and learn from mistakes and bad things that happen to you.
No, for sure, man. This sentence here make me goosebumps. Is this correct? Like, made me goosebumps? Is this
gave me goosebumps.
All right. So this sentence there gave me goosebumps, okay?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one. Okay.
desculpa interromper a entrevista assim, tá? Chegar picando o pé na porta, mas ó, depois de você ouvir o que eu vim dizer aqui, você vai até me agradecer, tá? Eu quero saber se você tá conseguindo entender tudo que tá rolando na entrevista, hein? Uns 50%? Até tá legal. Mas se você quiser melhorar ainda mais a sua compreensão, você vai ter que estudar mais. My friend. E é por isso que eu tô aqui, pra te convidar pra conhecer as outras plataformas do VPFI. Nós estamos em muitos lugares, até onde você nem imagina, a gente tá lá. Nós temos o nosso canal no YouTube, com vários programas com muitas dicas para acelerar o seu aprendizado em inglês. No nosso Instagram, o Teacher Du ensina todos os dias, de domingo a domingo, as expressões mais utilizadas na língua inglesa. E também nós temos o nosso grupo do WhatsApp para praticar conversação. E o link tá aqui embaixo, tá? Tá na descrição aí. Enfim, tem tudo isso no
VPFI!
Muito mais do que uma escola de inglês. Agora você pode voltar a ouvir a entrevista normal, tá? Que não vai ter mais nenhum merchan. Beleza? Tchau, obrigado.
Now, dude, let's go to the 16, okay? So, if you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would it be?
All right. Let me give it a little bit of thought. Authors always come to my mind first. And so I'm gonna name a few authors that I'd like to talk to. First of all, I've been interacting a lot more with the Wheel of Time book series. It's epic fantasy along the same scope as Lord of the Rings, but extremely more longer series, I guess you could say. Anyhow, the point is, I'd want to have dinner with Robert Jordan because he actually passed away before he finished the series. And I think it was his son that finished it with using his notes and whatnot. So I'd like to hear about what he thinks about how the series ended, if it looked like how he would have portrayed it. They're making a TV series now at Amazon R, and like what he thinks of the actor choices and things like that. Just because I've enjoyed that series, so I want to hear how he thinks about how it's being treated now after his death.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. If any of your students like fantasy, I mean, it's definitely heavy reading, but it could be something interesting for them to read.
Yeah, the Wheel of Time, yeah?
Yeah, that's okay. What it is. Anyhow, also, I'd like to have dinner with Carol Dweck. So the phrase that I said before, remember, you can always improve and grow. Like, she wrote the book Growth Mindset, and that's where that idea comes from. I'd like to be able to talk with her about her ideas and how they've been implemented, because I think a lot of people have turned the idea of you can always improve and your effort matters. I think it's been twisted a little bit into giving like everybody a participation trophy, or at least it feels like that in the United States somehow. And I'd like to hear her thoughts on that, and also like just talk with someone who sounds like she's really good at motivating people.
Got it. I have her book in the VPFI library.
Oh, you do?
Yes, the Mindset book.
Absolutely.
It's a great book.
I agree. That's another one everyone should read.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one, Audre Lorde. She was an author that I read in my women's lit class that I took at Troy, and she's a social critic. She passed away, I believe, in the 90s, and I'd like to hear some of her opinions on how she thinks life in the U.S. is and the rest of the world, especially with the way we're treating the coronavirus, our efforts to control the spread and whatnot, because she's a fascinating author, too.
Well, good guys. I guess you would have to take them to have a dinner at Camila's.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Especially because it's buffet style, so just grab whatever you want.
Even better, man. Okay. Well, question 17, Clinton. What's the best advice you've ever received?
One thing that sticks in my mind is something that my grandfather used to say, which incidentally is something that my father told me today about a pair of glasses of mine. And it's bought experience is the best so long as you don't pay too dearly for it. And I'd have to say that I've bought in some experience more than once. Like I said, with my glasses, dealing with those, I didn't go to a really good place. So that cost me a little bit. But again, it hasn't been too dear. Like, any problem that you can solve with money, as long as you have the money for it, yeah, you're gonna learn from it, but at least you'll be able to survive it.
Yeah, I guess I related to experience. Like some people try to experience too much, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna try that philosophy of it. I only live once. It's kind of breaking the teenagers, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people are pressured into doing things that they might not normally do, or that they might realize is probably not such a good idea. Like, yeah, you only live once, but how many times do you die?
Yeah. That's it. I saw a picture, a very nice picture on Instagram these days, and it was about that. Like, it was a tattoo, and it was like, you only live once. And the guy risked the tattoo and said, no, you don't only live once. In fact, you live every day, you only die once, you know? So.
Yeah, that and that's true too. So, I mean, I get it, like, doing the things that you think are important, but I feel like people need to think about what they choose to do.
Yeah, exactly. Face the consequences and face the music after that.
Exactly.
All right. Now, talking about tattoos and piercings, what's your opinion about them?
I mean, they really don't bother me. I mean, they're both reversible at the end of the day. One more easily reversed than the other. And if that's what you like and you're willing to live with it, go for it. I mean, you can regret anything that you do. I mean, I've got one on my wrist that I'm tired of explaining when someone asks, so I kind of want to be rid of it. But the one that's on my arm, I just don't ever think about, really. So, like I said, I don't think they fundamentally change a person. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can overdo it, but again, it's not my place to tell someone how they need to handle that. I mean, they've got to make the choice and live with the consequence of that choice, just like we were talking before.
Got it. That's it. Now we're gonna go to the question 19, okay? So, Tell us, this is a very good question. Tell us a strange habit you have.
Yeah, the fun thing about a strange habit is that you can be doing it for years and not even realize that it's strange. So this is the case with me. Apparently, I have a strange way of putting on my socks. So if I'm able to, like, I don't bend down to put on my socks. Like, I'll get on the floor or on some other horizontal surface, and I'll roll over onto my back. And of course, I'm doing this as I'm telling you, because I've got to demonstrate it as well to, you know, you can't see it, but I've got to demonstrate it. And like, I roll on my back, I've got my knees at my nose, right? And I can reach my feet this way. And so I put my socks over and then down and then the other one and then down, and then I stand from there. Or alternatively, like, I'll be sitting in a chair and I'll just be like curled up like that and not realize it until it's pointed out to me. I don't know why I curl up like I do, but I do.
You just do it, right?
Yeah, I'm just sitting. I'm sorry.
Whenever I have to put on my socks, I enjoy this moment to stretch my body, you know?
Well, I enjoy that moment to scrunch my body up.
It's a good thing. Okay, man. Question number 20. What takes more of your time, Clinton?
Well, probably what takes the most of my time is my job, especially turning a face-to-face class into a distance format for students that have a hard time with math to begin with. I mean, that's been really tough, and it's definitely been a difficult thing to learn, but I'm doing my best with it.
Oh, good. Good, man. I've been spending a lot of time trying to virtualize all the English books I need to teach day by day too. It's taking a lot of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know the feeling, right? Let's go. Yeah, question. Oh, yeah. So, man, question number one. Number one? No, number 21. Question number 21. What's your concept of having a good life?
I think a good life is something that you can be happy with, a job that you enjoy going to. It provides you a good life. If you want a partner, you have one. You want children, you've got children, and you're able to do more than just go to work and come home. You're able to have time for hobbies, travel if you want to, and do the things that you enjoy.
Yeah. This is a pretty great definition about having a good life. And I guess I'm this guy, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
living the dream.
Yeah, I can say the everything that you said here, I can see myself doing. Good. I have my baby, I have my wife, I have a job that I love doing, I have some hobbies. I just don't travel that much, especially now because of the corona situation, you know?
Right, I understand.
But the rest, I can say I can do pretty much well about having a good life. And I consider a guy that has a pretty great life, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, man. Question number 22. What's the best book you've ever read, man?
Well, I'm bringing it back for this one. Probably one of the best books that I've ever read is The Phantom Tollbooth by Norton Juster. I don't remember exactly when it was published. It's kind of old, but it's technically a children's novel, actually, but it's one of those that you read it as a child and you're like, oh, that's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can see a few of the themes, you know, but then going back to it as you get older, you see better the themes and the hidden references and what the author was trying to express through the book. So it's a book that matures with the reader.
Oh man, you talked about this book and it reminds me of another one. Do you know The Little Prince?
The Little Prince? Yeah, I've heard that book.
Yeah, I believe it has the same idea of this, the Phantom Tollbooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe it's pretty much the same feeling. Like, I read this Little Prince when I was a kid, and after growing up a little bit, I read it again. And then you see lots of hidden references to that, and it's interesting.
Oh, that's cool. I'll have to look at it then, because I've actually never read that book. It's, like, super famous, I know, but
yeah.
I've actually never read it.
It's a classic, man. You should definitely do it. I have it in my library in Portuguese and in English, both versions.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Which one do you prefer?
Well, in fact, whenever I read books, I try to read in English to improve my vocabulary and stuff, you know? So I can say that the first time I read it, I was a kid and I didn't know how to read in English yet, you know? So I read first in Portuguese, but when I read in English, I could get all the hidden references that
nice.
You mentioned.
Doesn't that make you feel good when you're able to do that in a second language?
Totally, man. And I tell that to my students, you know? I say, man, when you are capable to read a book and understand the message, or I don't know, watch some series, some movies, and then you say, man, I can understand what these guys are speaking. Especially because when I was a student, I never believed that I've been doing what I'm doing right now. That it's speaking English with somebody who lives in another country, you know?
Yeah, seriously.
It's a dream. It's a dream. Well, yeah. Let me come down to the 23. Now, ma'am, what TV program do you refuse to watch?
Well, I really don't like most reality programming out of the U.S. because for the most part, it's just like clowns that, I don't know, I guess people pay for the advertising time. I don't know. But anyway, and also I've long since been jaded by all the singing shows we have. Like, my God, American Idol, The Voice, Voice Kids. What Masked Singer, Songland, like, why?
I don't waste time with that.
I just can't deal with it anymore. Like, if my parents are watching it in the living room, okay, whatever. But never, I'm not gonna turn it on myself.
There is no how to imagine you in front of a TV, like, all alone watching this shit, right?
Ain't gonna happen. If I'm going to watch television, I know I sound like an old person, but I want to watch some classics on the TV. Like, I want to watch Golden Girls, or I want to watch Mama's Family, or what's another one I like? I Love Lucy, all the way back from the 50s when the writing was good.
Got it, man. Now that you mentioned about being old and stuff, I want to know an interesting thing, because my father has an interesting philosophy about beginning his day. He said that he loves to begin his day calmly. Now I want to know about you. What's the best way to begin your day?
Your dad's got the right idea with something calm and soothing, not an alarm clock. So the best way to start the day is to wake up, get some coffee in me. That just has to happen. when I'm living right, I try to read a little bit before getting started with my work right now. So, because usually I wake up before I have to log in. So I try to read just a little bit and then get started. But yes, something calm, soothing, the coffee. That's the best.
Interesting. That's the connection. I bet you are the guy who would meditate before going to work or stuff like that.
If I had more time, maybe. And if I could force my mind to calm down long enough to meditate.
It could. I've never tried meditating, but most part of my students who do that, they say that it's really a great experience, you know?
Yeah, because it forces you to be quiet for a little bit and turn off everything that's going on around you. So, I mean, I think it lets your mind rest.
Got it, ma'am. Well, let's jump up to the question number 25. What TV shows would you like to take part in?
So I'm assuming you mean part of like that world, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it would be really fun to be part of a British comedy. Something like Are You Being Served or something like this. Any sort of like comedy sitcom, especially a Britcom, because they have the best jokes.
I got it. You are naturally funny, so I guess you would try this one if you, being a teacher, you were kind of bored and you don't want anymore. Why not try to be part of it? It could be good.
Exactly. Like, there are some shows or movies that you just instinctively know that the cast had a good time as they were filming it.
Oh, I feel it about Friends. Do you know Friends?
Oh, yeah.
I feel it. Like, I imagine how much fun those guys had during the making of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It should be awesome.
Those make some of the best shows when you can tell that they enjoyed filming.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, man, let's jump up to the 26. Almost coming to an end, okay? So, how would you like to be remembered when you're gone?
I think I'd want people to remember me as someone who tried their best and was helpful to others, like someone who was helpful to their friends and family.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Like a present person.
Yeah, exactly. Like someone who's present. I really like the way you put that.
Got it, ma'am. Okay, question number 27. What do you miss the most about your past?
One, the best part about being a child is just not having a care in the world. So I miss that. I was running yesterday at the community center, and they've actually paved a little path back to the park where I used to play baseball. So I ran through there, and as I was going, like I was remembering, you know, those times playing baseball, not having any worries. I mean, yeah, you don't know as much as you do as an adult, but you don't have bills. You don't have to worry about bills, going to work. Life is pretty good as a child. That's what I miss. I miss being able to just be completely carefree.
Got it. But when you were a kid, you wanted to be a grown-up, right?
Yeah. Kids are weird. And for all the children who are listening, adulthood is not fun. Enjoy being a child while you can.
Yeah, they believe that it's just freedom. Like, I can go out the time I want, whenever I want, the way I want. And it's not
okay,
like that.
Okay, but, well, it is. But you're going to pay for that. You stay up all night and you can't do your job. You get a pink slip. You can do it, but it's not good.
Yeah. I mean, what about the energy, man? I remember the energy I had when I was a kid. And then today I have a baby girl. She's almost 2 years now. And then she want to play. And then I say, no, baby, that needs to be, please, you know?
Yeah, I miss my body not hurting all the time.
Got it. Let me say something. We are not even 30, okay? Imagine when we turn 60. We are fucked up.
Yeah, I'm going to be in a wheelchair by 60 if this continues.
So the wheelchair is not a good option, man. Keep running, keep doing some exercise, eating healthy, and probably you'll be a little better, okay?
Running is what's wrong with me now. That's why my ankle hurts.
Ha ha ha. Okay. I'm not going to blame you because I went running this morning and I went for a 10 kilometers run. And then I could complete just 7 kilometers and then I was like, man, what I'm doing here? I must go back home and I'm far away from that 3 kilometers still to get to my house, you know? I got so like, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
So sad. Okay, man. Let's gonna go down to the question 28. What's the most annoying question people ask you all the time?
How tall are you? I hate it. Don't ask me how tall I am. I'll tell you right now so everyone will not have to ask. I am, oh no, I forgot. This is in Brazil. 196, that's what it is. 196 centimeters tall.
Yeah,
that's how
almost,
tall I am.
Oh my gosh, almost 2 meters.
Yeah, so that's why everybody wants to know, but I just get tired of answering it. Like, I know you're curious, but I am tired.
got it. You're pretty tall, man. Okay, but no problem. Yes. Let me go to question 29. Clinton, how tall are you? No, just no. Fucking...
Get out.
Just mocking. I'm just mocking. Okay. The 29 for real is, what podcast would you suggest me and my listeners to improve our English today?
All right. So I'm probably one of the few people that just haven't gotten super into podcasts yet. But look at Google Play Music, or I think even Spotify have podcasts as well. I'm sure they do because they're a big platform. But find something you're interested in. The best podcast to listen to is the one that you're going to listen to. That's a cop-out answer, I know, but that it's the truth. One classic one that's just kind of general interest, I guess you could say, and also comedy, is My Brother, and Me. And it's by the McElroy brothers. They're, I don't know what you'd call them, a group. I don't know. They're brothers. And they record themselves having conversations. They do like a fake advice column as well. And it's humorous. It's funny. They're fairly famous in the U.S. as well. For any nerds who listen to your podcast, they also do The Adventure Zone, I think is what it was called, is their little sub feature is where they play Dungeons and Dragons. It was hilarious.
There are great podcasters here in Brazil who provide nice episodes about Dungeons and Dragons too.
Really? I wasn't aware that it was super huge out of the U.S. So there's a lot of D&D in Brazil.
Sure. People are so addicted to this game here.
Really?
Not only D&D, there is another one that people play all the time. I don't know if
Pathfinder?
They are kind of the same. No, another one. I guess it's something about dark mystery or something like that, but it's almost the same style, you know?
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. Oh, there is a Nerdcast. Have you ever heard about Nerdcast?
Nerdcast? I have not.
I'm
not a real nerd.
No, but it's a Brazilian nerd podcast, and people talk about that in almost all episodes, you know?
Nice. Have to check it out. So, yeah, send that to me.
Do it. But I agree with you. If you are not interested in the thing you're listening to, it's going to become boring and then you're going to stop eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Truth, ma'am. Okay, let me go down to the very last question, okay? The question number 30. Maybe the most important one, okay? So, Clinton, where and why should our listeners connect with you online?
So, of course, I'm trying to slow down my social media and things just because it's so easy to get overusing it. But anyhow, I don't have Instagram and I'm not actively checking my Facebook, but someone can totally contact me on my email if they have questions about English or would like a recommendation or something, or just like to write a letter. You can email me at Clinton Davis. So that's CLINTONDAVIS 1992, like the year, at gmail.com. And so if you do that, just put VPFI in the subject line so I know what I'm looking at.
Okay, guys. So if you're going to write Clinton a message, please identify as VPFI just to know that you came over here, right?
Mm-hmm. Because I get so many like things from like stores and whatnot. So I don't look closely at my email sometimes, but put VPFI and I'll be way more likely to realize, oh yeah, it's one of Eduardo's people. They're good people.
Pretty good, man. Thanks for that. And Clinton, do you know why the name of the school is VPFI? Because when we first met, I guess the school had a different name, or maybe I'm wrong.
So, okay. So as I remember it, and I might just be making this up, you used to work for a company called Wizard, right?
Yes, I did. In 2017, I left there just to be a whole VPFIer.
Yeah, and at the time you had a blog called Você Pode Falar Inglês, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So you know that the VPFI are the first letters from the Você Pode Falar Inglês, right?
Exactly.
Good, man, good. All right, man. That's it. Now I'm gonna be asking some questions. However, you have a shorter time to think about the answer. The first word which pops up in your mind, you have to say, okay?
Oh God, all right.
Let's do it. So people already know this one, but I'm keep on this one. So your age?
28.
Favorite season?
Autumn.
A delicious food?
French toast.
A disgusting food?
Pork chops.
Pork chops, really? I like
them. Yeah, I don't like them. I don't like slabs of pork that's not been barbecued.
Got it. Okay. Favorite singer or band?
Florence Welch.
Your favorite hobby?
Printmaking.
The best movie ever?
The Passion of Joan of Arc.
Your biggest fear?
Spiders, I guess.
Oh, you should have a trip to Australia.
No, thank you.
A place in the world?
Canada.
Canada? Why Canada?
You said the first thing that came into my mind, okay?
All right, because it's weird, you know, in America. Yeah. About Canada, I don't know.
Yeah, but is that the right answer? Is that what I really think? I don't know. But that's what popped in my head. This is free association, not analyzed association.
Got it. You are in pressure. You are under pressure now, right?
I know.
Okay. The biggest flaw you have?
Insecurity.
A good quality?
A good cook.
Okay. Whenever, as soon as I am able to be in the United States, I hope you invite me to lunch or to dinner.
Okay, as long as you're cooking, because if it's me, you like sandwiches.
All right, it could be good. Man, I'm going to get the door again, just a sec, okay?
No worries.
1 minute, 37 seconds later.
Well, ma'am, time for the ghost time story.
Okay.
I went there, and I heard the doorbell. I don't know if you could hear it too.
Yeah, I think I did, actually.
Yeah, and then when I got in front of the school, because I'm here at school right now, there was nobody. I mean,
ding dong ditched you.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of terrified now, you know? Let's finish this episode in 2 seconds because I want to go home. It's almost getting dark here in Brazil.
Oh, that's right. You are 2 hours ahead. I'm like, what do you mean dark? The sun's shining.
No, man, it's not. I mean, it's a pretty raining day here. It's a rainy day. And
that'll do it.
I mean, the kids don't ring the doorbell and go out running, you know? It's not that. It's not that crazy. But man, now I have just 2 more questions to end our call, okay?
Okay.
So let's do it. Tell me a word that describes you.
Tall. That thing again. That's all. That's my only personality characteristic.
I know.
But I'm tall.
Have you ever heard about Slenderman?
Slenderman? Get him out. No, yeah. I watched Marble Hornets as it was being posted to YouTube and everything. Ooh, scary.
Yeah, it was a scary thing, like a big scary thing with long arms, you know?
And
you are almost 2 meters, so man, be careful, okay?
I moonlight a Slenderman. I don't know if you knew this, but I have to confess.
Okay, revelations of midnight here in the podcast. My gosh.
You're welcome.
No, man, the last question, the final question, okay? Tell us a sentence that gives you direction.
Always learn from your mistakes and keep trying.
Excellent. Excellent, man. It was so delightful to have you here recording with me. I hope this is only the first episode that you participate in our podcast from the many others that you will still participate, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No, man, it's our pleasure here to have you, especially because, as I said before, you were one of my first international friends, if not the first, okay? If not the first.
Yeah, and you're probably one of my first as well, because it was Live Mocha, right? That site doesn't even exist anymore.
Dear Lord, Live Mocha, you... Oh, crap! I didn't even remember about that. This is an interesting question, because if I have asked you, like, how did we get to know each other, I wouldn't know how to answer that. I would probably have to invent one good one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the place.
Oh, man, Live Mocha. I guess the guys are not online anymore. I guess not.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think it's long since been gone.
All right. Well, man, that's it. Our time's over. It was a heavy, heavy one, right?
It was fun. That's what it was.
Yes, I loved being here talking to you, Clinton. I hope, as I told you, to listen to your participation in the next episodes too, okay?
Yeah, anytime you want me to hang out, just drop me a line.
All right, it's gonna be perfect.